Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed well over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you for listening in today. We do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. And today on Adoption Focus, we are talking about support for adoptive mothers, in particular, a very specific type of support that's available as a resource here in Michigan. And to talk about that, I'd like to welcome to today's show, Kim Schulten. Kim, are you with us?
I am, and I'm happy to be here.
Great. Thank you. We're happy to have you taking the time out of your schedule to come and talk to us about a really exciting event that you have. So before we get into that, though, could you start us off just by sharing a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I have been married to my husband, Warner, for 19 years now, and I have a background in education and taught for several years, and then decided to kind of hang up that towel and instead focus my time on parenting as we welcomed our first into our home. We have four kids, all that came to our family through adoption. They range in ages from 13, almost 13, which kind of terrifies me, all the way down to age four. Our oldest two came to our family through the state of Michigan through the domestic program, and then our youngest two came all the way from Ethiopia.
Awesome. That's awesome. So thank you for sharing that. So you personally have been touched by adoption and have a lot of experience in this. I hear that you were doing other work outside of the adoption field and then became a mom, and now you're connected in a different way too. So let's talk about that. Today we're talking about a wonderful event that you yourself founded, and could you give us some details about what that is?
Sure. I am the founder of a ministry called Woven by Love, and it's a retreat that's held annually for adoptive and foster moms, and we're entering our third year, and the reason we're talking about it today is because the registration for this event opens on Saturday, and the actual retreat is not until January 19 through 21. And it's held at Gull Lake Ministries, which is a beautiful venue kind of located between Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, Michigan. And it's a retreat really that is tailored to anyone in the adoption or foster care journey, all the way from, you know, beginner waiting moms all the way to moms that have kids that have grown and left the house. We have the whole spectrum that comes, and we just have a really great weekend together.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Tell us that date again, Kim.
Sure. It's January 19 through 21, a Friday through Sunday.
Okay.
And that'll be of next year, 2018.
Okay. And again, you mentioned that registration is opening this week. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do this particular podcast when we did is because I think that you were explaining to me that it feels really quickly that all the openings get booked up, and so we want to kind of get the word out there for moms who are interested, not to delay.
Yeah, we are anticipating 250 to 300 moms, and we fit a good portion of those on site, and then once those are sold out, then we open up an overflow location, which is about 2 miles away, and then we can fit about 100 to 125 more moms at that location.
Wow. So will you share with us how this retreat came about? How did it come to be, and why this is so important to you and to other moms?
Yeah. Yep. Well, it really stems from an experience that I had as an adoptive mom attending a retreat. And I had two friends that invited me to come along, and I really didn't want to go. I thought it was kind of hokey, and I just thought it was kind of a big cost investment. And they kind of convinced me to come along and sold it as like a fun girls' weekend. And so I left my family. I headed down and got there. It was a great time until the retreat started. And I just was really emotional the whole weekend, just a hot mess. And I couldn't figure out why I was so, I don't know why there was such a release going on for me. And when I got home, I had some time to kind of process that. And what I realized was that it was the first time that I was in a room where I just belonged. And I wasn't like the strange adoptive mom in the circle of my, you know, immediate friendships. I was in a room with women whose hearts beat for the same thing as mine, and they shared my story. And something about that was really powerful for me. And I just came home kind of with this little nudge inside of me that I started thinking about what would something like that look like in our own area. And it took probably two more times for that retreat and about 5 years before I just really had some clear God confirmations of, yes, you need to move forward with this. And that's kind of the story of how it came to be. And I assembled a team, and we kind of vision cast it together and visited the venue we currently use, and we just decided to go for it. And it's been really well received my last 2 years, and we're looking forward to another really great year ahead.
And you did mention that it's well received, and you know, I have heard from some Adoption Associates clients, you know, that have attended, and they just can't go on and on enough about how much this means to them. So, you know, this, I'd like to hear from you a little bit about what the goals of the retreat are in your vision, as well as some of the feedback that you have received from others who have attended.
Well, we kind of have three kind of primary goals. The first is that we've learned a lot of moms are feeling pretty isolated, either by the circumstances they're in now or just because their story is different. So we're intentional about connecting moms through different avenues during the weekend, but that's optional. We don't force people to, you know, make friends, but either whether by country or if you're a foster mom and want to connect with other foster moms, we are really intentional about our space that we encourage moms to meet in the lodges that they stay in. They're essentially like really nice homes. So there's a, you know, a communal area, a living room where we do some stuff there. And it's just a great spot to be able to chat and talk with other moms. The second goal is we want moms to feel equipped. So we bring in educated and passionate speakers who can give them new tools for parenting. And then another big goal we have is for them to feel refreshed. So that is, has a physical dynamic as well as a spiritual dynamic. We want them to have a weekend off. They literally step foot onto the premises and everything's taken care of. Someone has cut up your fruit for your snack, and you know, someone has made your bed. And the other part is just we want them to feel spiritually recharged. So we do that in our main sessions. We bring in speakers that specifically just talk to these women about who they are and how they're made in the image of God. And we have intentional worship and prayer time. It's just really a time to kind of recharge and reboot before stepping back into their families.
That is awesome. It sounds so great. I want to hear a little bit more, too, about some of the highlights. I know that you've given us the date and some other information, but what are the highlights of this retreat and the things that people should look forward to?
Well, I think we have probably our best lineup of that we've ever had. We've added 3 more breakouts this year, so we have 12 total.
Wow.
And we range, you know, we keep kind of everybody's experience in mind. So we have breakouts for sort of transracial families or families that have adopted internationally. We have ones tailored to more of like a domestic situation. And then we also have ones that kind of apply to anybody just in adoption. So we have everything from basics like taking care of African-American girls' hair and skin. We have a panel of African-American men coming to talk about what a group of white women needs to know about raising black boys. We have breakouts on marriage. We have breakouts on, you know, navigating school settings with children with like a trauma background. Panels of adoptees and birth moms. We have some on a breakout on, you know, dealing with grief and loss. So we have a really wide range of breakouts and speakers coming. And then we're really excited this year where we have Rebecca Lyons coming to do our main sessions. And she's probably most well-known lately for being part of the IF Gathering, which is a nationwide, worldwide women's movement. And we kind of sent out our request to her thinking, there's no way. And she said, yes. So we are thrilled to have her joining us. She's got just a great story of how sometimes motherhood can look different than what we expect and how God still uses our story despite how it unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thrilled about that. But we also just try and do a lot of fun stuff. Our Saturday night, every year it's a little different, but last year we did a comedy routine, and then we also did a big chocolate fondue night. This year we're still kind of working through the details of what that's going to be, but by Saturday night everyone's kind of tired and fried a little bit from all of the info, so we try and lighten it up. But I think what we get most in terms of response from the moms that attend is just how significant the connections they make there with other moms is. We've just gotten a lot of response saying, I came by myself and I left with a network and friendships and, you know, or later on down the road we'll hear, oh, we finally got our referral and I called all the girls from the retreat to let them know and we can't wait to meet up again next year. And yeah. So that's a big, big part of it for moms. And then we try and spoil them. I mean, we go all out on the details. So snacks, like people fly in just to do our snacks. We try
do
little pillow presents at night. We also partner with some great local ministries like Closets of Hope. We're going to partner with this year who does clothing for foster families. And also Little Orange Scooter, which employs local refugee women. They make all of our registration bags.
Wow.
So lots of good stuff, lots of details, but we're really committed to putting on like a really excellent event. And if we can't do it well, we don't do it. So, yeah, that's kind of, I think, what we've got going for us for this year.
Yeah, and you know, I like so much of what you've shared about your event and about your retreat, and I've heard from others the impact that they've had personally from attending, but one of the things that I love hearing you talk about is how moms are spoiled here, that this component and one of your goals is for them to leave refreshed, because as moms, we do give so much of ourselves to our children and our families. And as you said, this is a weekend to get a little bit of that back and recharge the battery. So I like that you guys have incorporated that into what you're doing here.
Yeah. Last year too, we, for our Saturday night event, we had all our moms kind of lined up to come into our main session space. And we told them, you know, come in whatever you're most comfortable in. So some of them came in their pajamas and some just came in kind of their yoga pants. And we opened the doors and we had a pair of like fuzzy slippers for everybody that came in. And we did our whole evening, you know, just comfortable and hanging out. And we try and kind of have some little things that are just surprises throughout the weekend. And we want moms to know, like, we thought about you before you came here, and what would you want, and what would make you feel loved and encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that part of our retreat.
That's great. I love that part too. So I do know that your retreat depends a lot upon sponsors and their help. How do sponsors help, and what is their role?
Yeah, so what we found when we jumped into this was that it's really expensive to do, at least to do well. So, you know, it costs a lot of money to fly in, you know, speaker and put them up and all of that stuff. So we have a fundraising budget every year of about $15,000, and that helps keep our registration costs affordable for most moms. So when our moms pay the registration fee, they're essentially paying for anything that they personally get or receive or use. So lodging, food, their registration gifts, all that stuff is in their fee. But in terms of putting on the actual event, all of the speakers and the content and that sort of stuff, we fundraise for. So we've done that through golf events. We've done that through cold calls to people. And one of those was through adoption agencies, because we just said, look, post-adoption, post-placement care is important, and it's needed, and it's lacking in our area, and would you be interested in coming alongside of us? And some of them said no, and some of them said yes, and we wholeheartedly will do that. So Adoption Associates has by far been the agency that has come alongside of us and just said, we're behind you. What can we do? How can we help promote it? We want to give financially, and that really is what makes our event possible to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, it just wouldn't be happening. So we're really, really grateful and humbled by those businesses and organizations and churches that have really stepped up and come alongside us.
That's great that you have that level of support, because as you said yourself, that post-placement support is so important for families, whether they be adopting domestically or internationally, as I'm sure you know personally. And that is an area that we always need more of. And sometimes, unfortunately, it can be an afterthought. There's so much energy put into the planning and preparation of an adoption and bringing a child home. And then, okay, you're home. So obviously
and
our agency's super supportive, but this is a very unique thing that you offer. And so tell us, you did mention the registration fee covering lodging, food, and special treats and gifts. And I know that, again, the message that I've received from women that have attended is that it's well worth every penny that they pay. But can we talk about that? What is the registration fee?
Sure. The registration fee is $289 for the weekend.
Okay.
So that covers 2 nights lodging, 5 meals, all your snacks, and all your goodies. And then we do have some scholarship funds available. So we do have a scholarship program for moms that are thinking about coming, but the financial part is just too much for them this year. And there's an application for that on our website.
Okay. So I was going to ask you, if someone's listening and they want to get connected with you or learn a little bit more about the retreat or maybe even look into the scholarship program, give us some contact information, Kim.
Sure. So our website is wovenbylove.org, and that will really have any information you would need. So our speakers, our breakouts, information on lodging, information on registration, you know, frequently asked questions. There's also a video of kind of what we're about. So that's where I would direct people. It just is a really good resource if they have any questions.
Okay. And so September 9th is when your registration opens. And then the retreat is January 19th through 21st. So I'm wondering, Kim, if we could talk about any other topics. I feel like there's something I've missed here, or any final thoughts that you have as we're approaching the end of the show. I wanted to give you an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've covered kind of the details, but I would just say if you're someone that's listening and your interest is piqued, I would say that it's being piqued for a reason. And I would just encourage you to take a chance. It's not something I would have done on my own. So maybe you need to find a friend and ask them to come with you. Or maybe you want to come by yourself. We have lots of moms that come alone, and it just has not ever been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say give it some thought and some prayer. And if you're feeling a nudge, I just encourage you to join us. And I promise you, like, we take your time really seriously. I'm a busy mom, and so for me to take, you know, a weekend off to do this and for others to join me, there's a great responsibility that I hold in that I want this to be a good investment of their time away. So I would love for them to come, and registration, again, it's going to fill quickly this year, so don't think about it too long, but I just would love, just for this to get a little bigger this year, and we have the space, and we would love to have whoever's interested join us.
Okay, and when you say that registration fills quickly, are you talking about in about a week or less than a week, or if someone's thinking about this, how much time do they have?
Yeah, that's always a good question. Every year that window gets shorter. I would say that we have had a lot of interest this year in particular. We have some like larger church groups that are coming, and I guess I would just say if you want to be there, I would be ready to go at 9 o'clock and just be done with it, and then you don't have to worry about it. But I do think if you give it a week, you might have to wait until the following year.
And so, Kim, your event here, this retreat, is obviously growing, and it's kind of taking on a foothold here. What do you relate that to? What's happening here, do you think?
Well, I would like to think that it's because we're doing good stuff. We have a lot of moms that have come every year. In fact, last year I had a mom send me a message afterwards, and she said, you know, we got a placement for our son a week ago, and he's been with us for a couple days, and I just told my husband, like, I have to go to this event. And so she still came, and I said, you're crazy. You should be home with your baby. But I just think the moms that have attended, they're coming back, and they're bringing friends, and the more the word is getting out, the more response we're getting. And I'm hoping that that's just because we're doing quality stuff, and that it's meeting a need that needs to be met in our area.
Absolutely. And Kim, we're so glad that you recognized that need and that you had this experience of your own that you brought here to Michigan and have shared with our moms.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you for today.
Yeah. Glad to do it. Thanks for chatting with me.
Absolutely. And so for our listeners who are interested in a little bit more information, wovenbylove.org is where you want to go. And again, don't hesitate. Registration is going to fill fast, and we do hope that you take advantage of what is a fantastic opportunity. We just cannot say enough great things about this particular event. If you are looking to be connected, equipped, and refreshed, this is the place for you. A big thanks to today's guest, Kim Scholten, for joining us with this information. If you are interested in connecting with Adoption Associates or have any questions that you would like to send our way, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. Or you can connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. Remember that Adoption Focus Podcast is live Tuesdays at 11. We do appreciate your continued support of this program. And for now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.